We're in the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Me'ilah, Halacha Hey, Law 5. Again, we're talking about Shlichus for Me'ilah. And we've already explained that that's the one exception to the rule, that Yesh Shliach Lidvar Avera, and the Shliach makes the one who sends him Chayiv, unless the Shliach changes what he was told to do. Then we talked about ways to be multiply Chayiv, and how it could be possibly even three different people could be chayev. So now it gets very interesting. Now with these bases, we get a little bit of a challenging halacha. Okay, here's the case now. Halacha hashalech pruta biyad shlucho liknos lechevitz. Okay, everyone does is unknowing right now. A gives B a pruta and says, go to the store and buy something. Fine. If he doesn't, if nothing else happens and he does what he's supposed to do, then A would be chayev. That would normally happen. However, a funny thing happened on the way, the shliach on the way to his job. V'nisker v'abai, the guy who sent him in the middle, before the shliach will have had time to do what he was supposed to do, he remembered, my goodness, shehi hektish, I sent him with a hektish pruta, oh my, and you know, cell phones, can't call him up, it's going to happen. Before the shliach gave the penny to the storekeeper, the original owner remembered. So let's parcel this up over here. Okay, so let's try to understand. And now what's going to happen is the shliach gives the penny to the storekeeper. Question is there going to be any milah over here or not? Well, the Rambam is going to explain to you the following. HaShaliach Mal, the Shaliach is Chayev. He's the one who misappropriates. You're going to wonder why. He did the Shlichus.
Right.
Well, you'll see why. Shuhu Shogi, he's a Shogi. He's for sure a Shogi. You say, wait a minute. But we said that there is Shlichus for this. You should go back to the owner. But the owner, that only works if the owner didn't know also when it happened.
But he knows.
But now that the owner knew, when he knew beforehand.
Before the money was spent.
Before it was spent. He knew, he remembered, but he couldn't. Now he becomes amazing.
Amazing.
Because he knows it's happening, but he's, even though he can't stop it, but you know it's happening. Ubalabayas kfar niskar. The Balabayas already remembered before the money was spent and the shliach finished his shlichus. And we have a rule that we learned already long ago. Amazing, even if you would have to pay the Karen, but you have not desecrated it, you didn't take it out, you don't bring a Korban Mila. Kamosha, as we explained. So since he is, it's like a backdoor mazid, as it were, because it's not like I'm intentionally doing it to spite Hashem, but you said to him and you knew it was happening when it was happening.
Yeah.
He's clearly not a shogeg. That's for sure not. Okay, so who's left to be on the lurch? It's the shliach, because the shliach's no longer a shliach for him, because the guy says, I don't want him to do that, right? Doesn't matter. So now the shliach.
Even though when he sent him out, he did.
Yeah, but now, but he hopped before the shliach spent it. So now it's a complete shogeg on the part of the shliach.
So you will only know this retroactively.
That's right.
You've got to ask him, when did you give it?
That's right. Exactly. Okay, now let's take it a step. That's case one. Now, let's say, for whatever reason, that same case exactly, the owner realizes it, but somehow the shliach also on the way figures out that is his hegdish too. I don't know how. Maybe it could be they both knew it was hegdish and they both forgot. Could be when the owner already made hegdish, the shliach was there and they both forgot. It's possible. You know, just like the owner forgot, maybe the owner, two guys, the guy says, I hereby declare this penny is hegdish. And he says it in front of his friend. That could happen. It for sure happened. And they both forgot. That could for sure happen too. And then when he sends him with it, the owner remembers, and the shliach remembers. Okay, that's the next case. So now, what if Niskar Afa Shliach, let's say the shliach also remember, they both remember that, but the shliach still not such a good guy. V'yodashi hegdish, he knew it was hegdish, kodim shegi lechem before he gave it, but he gave it to the chevani anyway. He didn't want to let his friend down. You know, sometimes friendship is thicker than religion.
They're both patur.
You know, it was. I need this. It's a collectible item. It's a 1923 Babe Ruth rookie card.
Whoa, that's expensive.
Okay, now that's important to him. It's really important to him.
So what are you going
to
do with that?
It's worth a pruto.
That's a pretty pruto.
Whatever. I'm just saying. Sometime he's amazing. He's amazing. So now, shnehem peturim mikorban me'ila.
Because they're both mazid.
They both don't have to bring a korban me'ila because they're both mazid. Okay, now, wait a minute. But now, who's got the penny?
Store owner.
The store owner. When and if can the store owner be chayev? Now, the store owner just getting it, he hasn't done anything. He hasn't desecrated it yet. Well, if I give you, the storekeeper, a hektish dollar, and you give me something, he hasn't desecrated the hektish. He hasn't desecrated it. It's sitting right here. But when that's going to happen, when the store owner collects at the end of the day the till, and he takes the till, and now he goes to the store and buys himself some things, then the chenvani will be chayiv. In the first case, when the shliach was chayiv, so once the shliach's chayiv, you can't be chayiv again.
Right.
It was mole, you can't be chayiv again. But if nobody's chayiv yet, no one's been mole yet, it's like a live wire, so to speak.
Yeah.
And whoever's going to spend it is going to get it, even if it's a shogeg. Especially if it's a shogeg.
So he has to bring a korban he doesn't even know about.
That's the way it works from the get-go, from the first halacha. That's the whole nature of it.
He knew about it.
What's coming up? Wait. V'chedvani chayev kishiyotze yosef pruta shinisor v'mosav. Now let's think of it. What happens? The chedvani takes the penny, he puts it in the cash register. Now what does he do at the end of the day? He takes all, in the olden days, take all the money out of the cash register, and then you spend it. So now, once he puts all the money gets smuck and he spends it, then the storekeeper's chayv sherehu shogig because he is shogig.
Right. But if you
now, the next line is very hard. I'm just going to give the explanation of the comedy say, and don't expect me to defend it. Okay? It's a very hard line.
Question.
The next line's a very hard line. And I'll say what it is. And everyone agrees it's a dochik answer. The comedy says it's a dochik answer. Okay. So don't ask me to defend it. It's just.
Yeah, I can ask a question after, but.
Okay, no, ask. Up to now, you could ask. Up to now, I can defend anything you ask. I understand. I think I understand everything till here.
So just in the first example where the owner realizes it and changes his mind, so then the
Not changes his mind.
He realizes it.
He's not showing again.
And there's nothing he can do.
He could change his mind if he could, but he can't.
But
can't. Maybe. It doesn't matter.
Maybe I'm getting mixed up with yesterday. Is Shaliach now doing. By doing it, not doing what the owner wants, the owner doesn't want to spend it anymore because you realize.
But that's only when you only can say that when the owner tells you what he wants and you go against what he says.
He's not going against what he says.
He did what the owner told him to do. But the problem is the owner, so to speak, now is the mazid guy.
It's not like he changes.
So once he's the mazid, he can't desecrate it. Okay, now what if? Now I take it one step further. Hodila chenveni shapruta shenos lahegdish. What if you tell the chenveni that this is a prut of hegdish?
Now he knows.
Now even if he spends it, shloshtem peturim, all three are potter.
Right, because they're both.
Vinitpas hamikach lahegdish, and what was bought becomes back to hegdish. In other words, we assume if everybody knows it's hektish and the guy tells him, then he says, you know what we're doing? I'm not taking it. We're doing a redemption. I'll make it as a redemption for you.
So he poses it.
And then it's like the chenvani said, well, if the shliach is amazing and the chenvani is amazing, then he's thinking, how can we save this, as it were? Mm. So he saves. He said, I'm going to redeem the money through the item purchased. And we assume that both of them were thinking this at the same time. Now, that's a big dochik answer.
Who,
and I
both
said
of them?
Both the shaliach and the chenvani were planning to be poda. Okay, that's what he says.
You don't have to come on to that. You could just keep going. You know, if the store owner's mazid, he sells it, gives it to somebody, and then that person's a shogeg.
That's what I would have said, but the commentaries say differently. So I wouldn't disagree with what you're saying.
No, but we're saying he's not. He knows about it now.
So, obviously, if they all know, they're all mazes. So,
going to be shogi.
So you could say shlushtim peturim. That would have been good, yes. Paul. But those extra three words mess it all up. If it would have ended at the word shlushtim peturim, we could have said this pshat. Mm-hmm. But it has vinitbas hamikoch. The sale item is grabbed lehektish for hektish. What does that mean?
Oh.
So that means conversation means that they intended to be poda it, to redeem it.
Oh.
And now he's taking the money to redeem it. He says, you know what, let's make it simple. You know, give me the money, I'll give you this instead. And we're redeeming the money with that.
So all three are potter.
Yeah.
That gets all three off the hook then.
Yeah. But it's,
there hasn't been any me'ila.
Because it's never, right. That's why I guess he figured, let me save everybody here.
Yeah.
What we'll do is
triple save.
Now, I don't know why he just doesn't send him back. That would be the simple. What I don't understand is just send them back. If everybody knows.
You know what? The moment you give it into other people's hands, there's a chance for error.
No, but tell the shliach, just take it back.
Yeah. This is the shliach that was taking it and knew it. It was going to maze it, spend it.
So now what's he doing? We're going to redeem the money, and here's a Babe Ruth card, and we'll give it to the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, it's like I said, it's a hard explanation. I don't have a good explanation.
So if he redeems it and it's in his possession, it's not redeemed until he actually gives it to the Beis Hamikdash.
Well, no, it belongs to Beis Hamikdash. Now it's your job to get it there.
Yeah.
But no one was maul. That's what the Rambam, the commentator, is explaining. Okay, now let's just take it a step further. Let's just assume like this. Let's say the Chenvani didn't know it was Hekdash initially, but now it's in his till. I said, oh, by the way, I just remember, my guy sold me. He was like, there's Hekdash in your money.
He's got 5,000 quarters.
Well, I got $1,000 in here. I have no idea which one it is.
Which penny is
now
it?
Now you got a major problem. What are you going to do? You know you have hektish in there. And if you're going to spend it all, you will have desecrated it. We won't. Sooner or later, every dollar gets spent.
If you know about it, then you can pote it.
So this is the problem. How are you going to pote it? It's all mixed up, and you don't know which one's which. So we're going to give you the formula.
There's a formula. There's obviously a formula.
Here's the formula. The cage of Yasa. So what should the stone owner do if he already has the money? But he hasn't spent it yet. But he knows he's got the dollar here amongst 1,000 other dollars. So it's very simple. What do you do? To save the stone owner from sins. Because he wants to use all the money. How can he use all the money? I'm stuck. You poisoned my money.
Poisoned.
Answer is simple. No tell prudish one. Take another coin that wasn't in the pot here. Go home. Get a fresh, for sure, chulin coin. Never was in the store at all. Put it over here and say very simple. Or take a utensil that's worth a pruta. That's certainly chulin. And when you say the following, it's like a conditional. You say, Pruta shall hektish b'chol maksu. I know there's a pruta of hektish in this bag of 1,000 prutas. I want to redeem that pruta. Now, you don't have to know which one it is. You know it's in the bag. You know it's in the cash register.
We've used this formula before.
Yes, it's in the cash register. Wherever it is, I have in mind that shimuchulel, so that now the kedusha has gone off to this object that's outside the cash register. You can't do that. Because you don't have to know exactly which one it is. Exactly. You know it's one in there. It is the one that's there. It's only one that's hektish, and I want to be poted. So now the other item outside, either the penny, the new penny, or the kli, becomes hektish. Now we can use all the money because you redeemed it. And similarly will be another case. Let's say you have your own private wallet, and a pruta falls in and the whole thing, right? You can do the same thing. Or let's say he says pruta bekis ze hektish, or he said one pruta in this kis is hektish, and now you got a bunch of other ones. Machal also, you redeem it, and then you can use the purse. What if he didn't do this? In any cases, you know you got a hektish penny in there, but you didn't do anything, and just spend everything that's in there. What if he spent all and he didn't redeem it? Lomal. He's not considered he didn't. Ad shiyotz yeskog, until he spends every penny. Let's say there are 100 pennies in there. If he spends 99, we can't say, because maybe that's the one that was the hektish one. He hasn't used it yet. But once he spends every single penny, you know for sure he's been mole without a question, and now he has to pay the Karen, the Chomesh, and the Korban Asher. Because you know he has desecrated.
So he spends 99 of the 100 and was one.
It's a suffix.
He can give that to the Beis HaMikdash and say that was the one?
Yeah, well, he could just give it.
Yeah, he has to. He can't use that one.
He can give it. He may be the one. He may be conditionally. He'll say either this is the one that was,
or I transfer to
or
this one.
If it's not, I'm making it hektish.
Right.
So now, yeah.
And he's not Mila on the other 99.
He can't. You don't know for sure.
You don't
it's
know.
It's a something. Only God would know.
Yeah.
You know when we go.
I don't know. Maybe you should bring up Oshin Toli, but I don't know. Yeah, doesn't talk about that. Yeah.
So you know when we go through this formula, if you're not sure if it's true or not, it should have been taken off.
Yeah.
Fruits from Eretz Israel. So you do it, you have your coin, and for whatever reason, you do the whole procedure, and then that coin gets mixed up with all the other change in your pocket. Can you do the same procedure here and just say, okay, from another coin that wasn't in my pocket, and move it to that coin and throw that one down the river?
What are you saying? You're saying for the
want to redeem that coin?
Maybe.
But
it could happen. You could do the procedure.
You took a dime and then you threw it back into your tzedakah box.
And you got mixed up because you said, "Oh, I forgot."
I guess you could.
Redeeming
that.
Why not?
I guess you could.
It'd be very similar.
Okay.
Right? I mean,
now the next halacha Zion, the Rambam is going to contradict what he just said in Vav.
Why did
you tell that? Right. Seems to contradict what he just said.
Right.
Remember, he said if you spend the whole wallet,
only
then you're chayv.
You
partially, you're not chayv.
Right.
Look what he says in Zion. Amr, he says he has a number of pocketbooks. Kis mikisai. I've got a pocketbook
one
amongst
these,
many pocketbooks.
Yes.
Hektish. I'm making one of these pocketbooks hektish.
Fishor
Mishor, or one ox from a whole corral of oxen.
But
we don't know which one it is.
That's problematic.
So now, what if he uses all of them? Mol and he's mol b'chum. If he uses all of them, he's mol.
Sure.
Umol b'miktsasim. And
whoa,
even if he uses part of them, he's also mol.
Because he could be using it.
Okay.
Whoa.
So
what could be the difference here, though?
So that seems to contradict what he said in
many
places.
Well, he
says
he has
places.
A number of wallets.
So that's a problem. That's a problem. So they don't give any answers. It doesn't. So Kaiser also, what did he do to fix it? You could fix it before your mall, like we said before. Now what you do is maybe a sagodol shem, take the biggest wallet.
Yeah, the one that's stuffed for the most.
The
cash.
Biggest one says the im hek vomer im. If this one is the hektish one, right? Who hektish? Hare who hektish? This one is hektish. The imlav, and if it's not the hektish one, I want to transfer the kedusha of the smaller one onto the bigger one. Now I want to make it hektish. The imlav hektish b'chol makos b'chol osev yehanim akotin. In other words, I got 20 wallets, but one is the biggest. You always have to worry. Maybe you made the biggest hektish. So you take the biggest one. It says one or two things. Either I made it hektish, so it's hektish. If I didn't, and I made a smaller one, I'm going to transfer, and I'm giving the Beis HaMikdash more. I'm transferring that to that, and that way you can get out of the problem.
Sounds like let's make a deal. Do you want the wallet behind
the right,
number
that's
one?
That's right. Halacha ches. Hamoel, this is an obvious halacha. Hamoel b'pachas mishava pruta. What if you're mole with less than a shava pruta? We already know it's not enough to be mole, technically. Bein bezor and bein bishogei, whether it's intentional or not, still, mishalem as I care, and you have to pay the primary value because you did make hektish lose.
Right.
So you have to do that. But since it's less than a pruta, bein achayv chomish, you don't give a fifth, fellow korban, you don't bring a korban. That's just plain sense. That you have to return what you damaged.
Because there's not enough sense.
The Yevelin appears to me, like he shouldn't even get lashed for this. Even though it was usher, because you don't get lashed, I'll pachas shav pruta in hayv mazid. If it was mazid, you don't get lashed for that. Okay, now next couple of halachas are when you leave money by somebody else, and now he uses it, will he be mol or not?
Firstly, he's a shomer.
So let's discuss a number of potential situations. Test hamafkid mos etzel ba'avayis. A guy says, "Listen, I'd like you to watch this hektish money. Here's $50 of hektish. Please watch it for me." Okay, gives it the guy to watch it. Fine. Now, here, we're going to see him. It doesn't matter if you tied him up or you didn't tie them up. You just give a guy to watch it. So one thing's clear. You're not supposed to touch it. That's the law. You give someone to watch something, can't be shalef.
Yeah, shomer.
Can't touch it.
You can't touch it.
Vinishtamer ben, and the guy is watching it, but then he spends it. So now, obviously, is he a shliach of the guy who gave him the money?
No.
That's straight off. Balabais mol. The guardian transgressed. Shein lo rishus shavzi. It's not allowed to use it.
Yeah.
And the balabakon, the owner, didn't give him permission. So it's just like a shliach, let's say, who didn't do his job. Even worse.
Yeah, even worse.
So that for sure, the shomer violated his chayiv. That's the setup case. Now to get us to Yud now. Let's say you leave the money by a money changer or a regular regular store owner. Okay, now it's a little bit interesting because you know when you give money to a money changer, he uses things to change money. Store clerk needs change. You're telling him to watch the change. Yeah. Now, there is a certain assumption. Why are you giving it to a money changer?
To watch it for you.
Well, he doesn't really have to watch it. Just at the end of the month, just give him $50. It doesn't have to be the exact $50.
Right.
There's a certain assumption. If you're giving him a money change, you know he uses it, and it's understood that he's going to use it. Well, then it depends how you gave it to him. Did you give him wrapped up in a bow, double sealed and everything, kind of saying, don't open it, or just give him loose change? And that's going to be the difference. If you gave it to a money changer or a storekeeper, they weren't stamped, they weren't tied. Keshem Rishon, let's say an unusual tie.
Loose change.
It's loose change. So what are you really saying? You're saying, use it as you want. So he's now a shliach for you. And he's doing his shlichus. Since he has permission to use it, he spends it. Look at this. Shneim peturim. They're both potter. Whoa. How come they're both potter? Well, let's think about this. Bala pikotin potter. You know why the Baal pikotin is potter? Because Sharelo Omer lo, he never told him to spend it.
Use it. You never said use it.
You never. It's not like I told a shliach, go buy a carton of milk with this. I just gave it to you. I didn't say anything. Now, this is the big chiddush. Because what do you mean? You gave them. You know he's going to do that. Even if you know he's going to, but I didn't tell him to use it.
You just silent?
No, he knows it's
here, just watch my $50.
He knows his money is hectish.
Right.
It's not like
I don't know. Wait. It could be a show gig. It could be a show gig.
Must be. Otherwise,
it's not going to be Neil anyway. Right? So it's show gig. But doesn't mean he has to. I'm not telling he has to spend it. This is a chiddush. This is the part of the halacha that's a chiddush. Because he didn't tell him. And it's usually understood you could do it. But since he didn't tell him to do it, so that is a big chiddush. So now, and Sharelo Amrlo. And certainly the other guy, it wasn't his stuff. And he wasn't told anything about it. And So he said Shnei Peturim Baal Pekarim Potter Shelo Omer Lo. He didn't say Hishtamish Vahem Vachanvani Potter. Why? Since it wasn't tied specially, it's as if, as far as he's concerned, it's like he gave me permission. Seriously, Rambam's double dipping it on both ends, which seems a little difficult. He's saying, listen, the guy said implied I could use it.
Yeah.
So I'm doing what he implied I could use. So why should I be chayav? I'm no worse than a shomer. But the other guy will say, but I didn't tell him to do it. The real chiddush is the first halacha. To say the money changer is putter is pretty obvious because it's understood. The chiddush of the Rambam is saying the guy who gave them is now. Okay, one more to finish up the parak. Let's say we're going to have to wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow? Yeah. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Yeah.
Oh, they will be Wednesday tomorrow.
Okay.
They want to do one more?
To just finish up this parak.
It's for Yudav.
Yudav.
There's a little one.
Okay, I can't.
Another 3 minutes. Aisha, when a woman gets married, whatever she owns can go into the husband's rishus, right? And the husband has rishus to use it, right? So let's say the woman, before she got married, she had a few items that were hektish. As she gets married, the husband kind of takes over what she has. Or let's say a person, before they die, made something hektish and the inheritors inherit. Question is, are they mal when she marries her, or they inherit, or not, or when could they be? So Aisha Sheikhnisa Mashal Hektish Laba, a woman who gets married, and she's bringing with her stuff she owns, Hektish stuff, or Oshe Hektish Marisha, or person who's going to bequeath something when he dies. He made it Hektish Mason dies. Now, Vinafalo Hektish Rishusha, and now the Hektish goes to Rishus, or the money goes to the husband as he's allowed to make use of it, as he normally is always allowed to make use of what the money wife brings in. No one's Moel yet, because they haven't done anything.
Until
the fact that I have, I can use it, sort of, but I haven't had enough from it. Right. We haven't damaged it, nothing's happened. But l'kishayotze habolamos, but when the inheritor or the husband spends it, b'chafosa for every needs, yimol, then he'll be mol shogeg. He's the one who benefited it, he's the one who took it out, and therefore he will be high if he they were.
So that's not a smart thing to do this, to come into the wedding.
Well, but if she didn't tell you it's hetish, what do you want the guy to do? Okay.